Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's still a nitwit. He's still a little twit. He's still a small man. Yes, I'm talking about Jimmy Kimmel and Bits. It is 7:07 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. So, yeah, I'm sick and tired of talking about this loser bozo. I don't, frankly, I don't care whether he has a job or not. His ratings are so bad. I would just make sure I didn't waste any money on ABC Disney stock. That would be my only move. Other than that, let that idiot keep being an idiot. But here's the thing. You know, he didn't even give a real apology.
No, he did not.
These people say the most idiotic things. And maybe they do. Maybe they realize, well, I could see how that could be, you know, taken the wrong way. And maybe you want to give people the benefit of the doubt when they actually apologize and say, I was wrong. Because we are, the vast majority of us, Americans are forgiving people. Well, maybe I can't even say the vast majority anymore. I used to say that. They're forgiving people. But I don't think anybody on the left is truly a forgiving person. I think they're losers and little demons from hell. But let's not go there now. All right. So here's Jimmy Kimmel giving his little small man's version of an apology. If you start an apology out with a lie, it's hard for us to say that you really mean it, that you're very convincing, that you're being the least bit genuine. You're not. You're a little liar. You're a little weasel. You're a little fake. You simply read the teleprompter, what some little lawyers and other weasels wrote for you to say.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
I don't know if a writer was involved in trying to insert some wit, but I don't know that there are any good writers inserting wit in his show for the last 8 years. So here we are. Here's what he says. He says, and you have to understand that it was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man. I don't think there's anything funny about it.
Okay.
Didn't he try to make a joke? And the crowd reacted laughing when he tried to say that the shooter was MAGA.
Yeah, the left are doing everything they can to convince us that he wasn't one of theirs.
So here's
the right. Yeah.
So here's MAGA. His apology.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man. I don't think there's anything funny about it. That's his own words. But as part of the apology, he cries and whines about our leader, meaning Trump, wants me to lose my job and wants other people to lose their job for speaking out. And all just because Trump doesn't get the joke. He can't take a joke.
Right.
Wait a second. You said it wasn't a joke. There was nothing funny about it. And then you say Trump can't take a joke. And, he's still referring to the same body of information. It's not like it was taken completely out of context. This is the issue, what we're talking about. Trump can't take a joke. Okay, Trump got mad because he can't take a joke. But you just said it wasn't a joke and there's nothing funny about making light of the murder of a young man. But that's exactly what you were attempting to do on that night. That's what you were attempting to do. And then to turn around and go, woe is me. Our leader is trying to put me and others out of work. Are people really supposed to feel sorry for you? You have a ton of money in the bank, and whatever talent you may have had at some point, it's been greatly diminished over the years and completely evaporated the night of your utterly stupid commentary. All because you're brainwashed by this lefty agenda and completely forgot your purpose for even being and having a show. You've totally missed it. You know what? He says President Trump can't take a joke. You know what I say to Jimmy Kimmel? Really? Let us know when you make a joke. Let us know when that's happening, because we haven't seen it. And by your own admission, it's not my intention to make light of the murder of a young man. I don't think there's anything funny about it. Oh, you're a loser. And you actually thought you were going to score some points with your loser audience.
Well, and he tries to spread what Trump said. Trump wants Kimmel to go away. Trump doesn't necessarily want all those other people to lose their jobs. But, you know, again, even in the follow-up, he's having to still try to make Trump look bad, get pity. And look, mean old Trump wants my camera guys and my writers and my producers.
Yeah,
he wants
people just trying to make a living. Yeah.
Exactly. It's like, okay, let's go for the pity party.
And the lefties, they want to call this, and Trump or the FCC commissioner, any comments there? That's government overreach. Government overreach in their echo chamber. Folks, I don't have to crack a history book to tell you that just a year ago or so, under the previous administration, let there be absolutely no doubt whatsoever that the Biden administration was heavily involved in censoring things like Google and other social media by Google's own admission. But that's not government overreach, because that's not censoring. We're not censoring people when they were looking for sound information about COVID, about vaccines, about ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. No. See, that was for their own good that I hate to use the word censor. We just wanted to impede their disinformation. People were deplatformed.
Yes.
Kicked off. Kicked out.
The president.
Silenced.
Trump.
It can't get any more government overreach than what people experienced during the Biden administration. But then, look, it won't stop the lefties because, see, the lefties run basically unfettered. They run their mouths unfettered because instead of there being a fair and balanced media, there would be the watchdog of government who would stand up and say, hey, hold on a second. Wait, no, that's not exactly right. Instead, they double down and carry water for them. That's part of the problem. But it is interesting. Like, when was it decided? And I know it didn't work that way, decided per se, but when did late night host morph from being, you know, Jay Leno, Johnny Carson, equal opportunity offenders? You could find things funny about either political party, political characters on both sides of the aisle. When did it all of a sudden become pretty much that, you know, only the lefties are going to be in charge of late night TV?
They're all basically clones of each other. Seriously, they are. They're clones.
They really are.
Or clowns, but clones.
And whatever talent that they may have possessed, and look, let's be honest, of course they possessed a certain amount of talent to get to at least where they are. The problem is, as they began to change over time, and all of a sudden this political agenda became way more important than them actually trying to be entertaining or funny. And it's not by accident. They went out of their way. They didn't hire any writers. If you were a writer who picked on both sides, or God forbid, you seem to be picking more on the left, which the left provides, honestly, so much more material with the ridiculously stupid things that they say and stand for. I mean, it's a target-rich environment. You could write all day long about their stupidity and get a laugh out of people. But no, they didn't hire those writers. They fired them. They censored them. Jimmy Kimmel, you put them out of work. Mm-hmm. You didn't want that as part of your show. You didn't want any balanced kind of humor.
No.
The agenda took over, and you're a small man and a weasel and a loser. And, you know, quite frankly, this will probably be the last time that I talk about Jimmy Kimmel. because he's really not worth the energy. All right. What's bugging you? What's irritating you? You obviously know what's irritating me. Yeah. Now it's your turn. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now. Air it out. Get it off your chest. 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is next on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's going to be another great day. Let's all do our part to make it awesome. It is 7:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in and get it off your chest, air it out, whatever it is. Could be something simple. Could be stupid drivers. Could be a stupid neighbor. Could be large on a large political scale. Doesn't matter. We're here for you. Call in now. 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Do not be one of those. Good morning, Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning. I missed yesterday's show, so I don't know if this was addressed or not. What's bugging me is this. I am sick to death of incompetent CDL drivers that hit overpasses on I-75. I have lived here over 20 years, and it's only been the last few years that there seems to be, I don't know, a one-up. Like, hey, who can hit the bridge next one? I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. Your CDL drivers, their primary thing is the load too big to drive under where they're going and to have a proper operation of their vehicle. Let's not drive down the road with a dump truck bed up.
That makes way too much sense. It's a dump truck. Wait, yeah. Let's put it back into its lower position. Yeah. Hmm. Now, if you and I bought a dump truck, guess what?
What?
It would have as part of the package. You go. Guess what? You can't even put it into gear while the dump is up. Do you know what I mean? Like, in other words, it would have a safety mechanism to prevent you from even driving the vehicle.
It's a great theory, but when you're trying to dump and move while you're leaving things behind,
I'm just saying. For example,
yes,
you wouldn't be able to do what was done.
But you there's got to be a warning light. There's got to be a warning light in there.
Is there a warning light? Is this complete incompetence, or are these just small acts of sabotage on a regular basis? You know, we've seen things happen like in the food industry where this place burns down. Oh, and then all of a sudden it's unsafe for this baby formula to be made. Do you know what I mean? These little things where you go, is that just a, you know, like somebody doing their small little act of terror, if you will.
Somebody doesn't like County Road 320.
Well, I mean, you think about how often can this... This happens far more than I can remember, like, in my entire life.
Yeah.
And now it became an odd story, too. This seems like it happens every few months. And this is just in our area.
Within two counties.
Yeah.
Basically.
It's crazy. So there could be something to it, at the very least. Yeah. Can we screen drivers that, you know, a little better, that are multi-thousand pound vehicles that can kill people very easily? Can we at least, you know,
I think maybe? We need some really good dump truck control. Common sense dump truck control.
There you go. Yeah. Let's go to Terry. What's bugging you?
Hey, Bob. What's bugging me is I live in the Villages, Florida, and about half the time we can't get your signal. We lose it all the time. And I love your show, and but hopefully you guys can work it out.
Well, thanks. Yeah, occasionally there's atmospherics at work there. Mm-hmm. Occasionally there are transmitter issues and tower issues. And quite frankly, I don't know exactly where we are at in that. I understand there's some sort of a repair that's either underway or about to.
Supposed to be.
I'm just, yeah. If I had more information, I'd give it to you. I don't. All I can do is apologize and just know that we stream, that you can get us on podcast. So there's other opportunities in which you can listen to the show. But I really appreciate the fact that you do try to.
We feel
anyway.
You yeah.
Yes, we do. Good morning, John. What's bugging you?
Good morning. You know, I'm the least racist person in the world, but this Tina Curtin's school board member yet, who had the unmitigated gall to call Kirk an uneducated white boy, Kimmel was suspended for less, has not been fired by Ron DeSantis. We all know if it was a white woman calling someone a black boy, she would have been gone in 10 minutes or less, maybe 2 minutes. So the double standard is sickening. DeSantis needs to call it curtains for curtains. Let's do it.
Yeah, right on. It just, I mean, and it just comes after the chair of the Alachua County School Board made those comments in what, like July? I heard Hulk Hogan died. Oh, another dead MAGA. Good. I mean, it just came a few months ago, and you saw the huge backlash and the trouble that that created for that woman, which deservedly so. But it's like, wow, have you learned nothing? Once again, it is this hatred and agenda that they have has them so blinded that they don't even possess any modicum of logic. They just kept, there's no way they could.
And these are the top two positions on the Alachua County School Board?
I know.
Really?
In charge of our children, the influence that they have. And Tina Curtin also sits on the another board that has a budget of $17 million. It's supposed to be for like underprivileged and hurting families and children specifically. I don't know if she helps out uneducated white boys or not as part of that fund and being on that board. Pam, what's bugging you?
So my husband said, yes, there are lights on trucks that warn them about that. And some of them even have buzzers or whistles or bells or whatever. So there are warning signs that your truck bed is raised.
Yep, and what they do is some people, for being expedient or whatever, they unhook these safety things. Good morning, Jim. What's bugging you?
I just wanted to add to, not only is there or has there been bridges and overpasses in that general area affected by the trucks hitting the embankments, the bridges, whatever. But at exit 341 and the highway just south of that, if you look back a year and then in the last 2 years prior to that, numerous semis that had been on fire.
Well, that's a whole nother one. You're right. Interfering with goods and services, interfering with commerce, sabotaging infrastructure, possibly. I know. With the frequency and all these events that have taken place, could there be something to it? And I wonder out loud. And I appreciate the participation in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Hey, coming up, the numbers are huge. Turning Point USA literally exploding across campuses. I'll explain next on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. We're going to make this another great day. It's what we do. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg.
Yes.
Greg the Cassidy is here.
Greg the Cassidy.
Greg the Cassidy. Well, he's the team, so you could also be the Cassidy.
I kind of like the Donald back in the day, you know?
Right on, brother.
I kind of like that.
It is 7:36, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Uh-oh.
What?
The Secret Service is going to investigate.
Yeah.
Remember when Trump was at the UN?
Yes.
And he and Melania just got on the escalator, and it was within, you know, like three steps going up, you know, where it's, it stops. It just comes to a halt.
Right.
Melania ended up walking up, and then President Trump followed her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it all turned out okay, but the Secret Service wants to look into this. Hey. And I don't mean to be disparaging. Remember, my cousin was in the Secret Service, so, you know, I'll tread somewhat carefully here, okay? Yeah, right. This is me being careful.
Yeah, you don't need, like, black Suburbans in front of your house.
Hey, when you bozos figure out how to cover rooftops and roof lines, okay, then you let me know how an escalator works.
Ooh.
I got a funny feeling that your level of expertise on escalators is even less knowledge than what you may understand about protecting, you know, roof lines and, I don't know, this old concept, maybe it was Sun Tzu, The Art of War, you know, he who owns the high ground, you know, tends to do better, you know, when it comes to warfare. I don't know. Maybe it's a crazy concept. Maybe I made it up myself. I did have some vivid dreams last night. Perhaps
see?
I did. I dreamed it. So really, the Secret Service is going to investigate the escalator incident as potential sabotage.
Well, you know, there's cameras all over the place. I mean, you got to see who did what, right? Okay.
Yeah. And hey, while you're at it, you know what else you can investigate? What really happened in Vegas when a bunch of people were murdered by a shooter?
They managed to take away bump stocks from people who had them legally and make them illegal.
Yeah. Wow.
That's all they accomplished.
That's all. Yep. Yeah. Yep. But I mean, I just wondered what. Happened.
They will get right back to us on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the old deep dive.
How many years has that been now? Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's been a few.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
uh-huh.
Let us know how that's going. And let us know how, you know, the folks at Butler, you know, they, again, didn't have the roof line. Mm-hmm. Also didn't have, there's this new technology.
Yeah.
I know it's crazy.
Yeah.
And it's super, super expensive. It's called a drone. I mean, these things go for upwards of $200 at your local Walmart, you know?
Yeah, but theirs was broken the day that Trump was at that rally.
Yeah.
It wasn't working right.
Yeah.
I guess they only have one.
If they can figure out how to operate a drone,
yeah.
I wonder if they understand, like, the inner workings of, I don't know, an escalator.
Hmm.
Just, you know, just throwing that out there.
You know, if you really need a drone, I mean, hey, I know a lot of 17-year-olds that probably are more proficient at that thing than anybody in the Secret Service. Just you could find one if you want.
And if they're proficient at that, maybe they could also learn how to, I don't know, use a high-powered rifle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Yeah. It's insanity, folks. It's insanity. I'm sorry.
And they wonder why we don't believe anything anymore.
The United States Secret Service Federal Law Agency will investigate whether President Donald Trump was intentionally sabotaged. What are they going to work on next? The teleprompter!
Yes. Bum, bum, bum.
I want to know who is behind the teleprompter failure.
Telegate.
This is...
Okay. Trump... Do they have any theories on the escalator, at least? I mean, are they working on something? What they got?
A flux capacitor went bad.
Oh, okay.
And you have to move the escalator at 88 miles an hour to recreate the situation.
Gotcha.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm moving on. Oh, I know what you're referring to. The United Nations. Now, there's a body you can trust.
Oh, yeah. You want them on your side.
Claims that a videographer may have accidentally been responsible for the abrupt escalator shutdown. Really?
Did he? This isn't Sears, I wouldn't think, at the UN. Because you know where I'm going with the little buttons at the bottom so you can reach down. But usually you got to turn a key and push a button to turn the escalator on and off.
But I'm just, it's like everyone's memory.
Yes.
It's you're a kid. You're either at Sears or at the mall.
Yes.
And that's your first experience with an escalator.
Yeah.
And, yeah, somehow now in the modern era, it is so easy to turn one off. Meanwhile, the White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt told Fox News she believes the president was sabotaged and emphasized the Secret Service's looking into the matter. I mean, do we need to look into it any further? We know. If the Secret Service is on it, man.
Well, what did you know and when? That's always the question.
Yeah, we're the Secret Service and we know where the cocaine came from.
No, they don't. Well, they do, but they're not telling us.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I think they know a lot of things they just don't tell us.
You think?
That's why it's the Secret Service.
Wait a second.
Yes.
Wait a second.
Yes.
The Secret Service.
Yes.
While working on the escalator.
Yes.
Has found the Jeffrey Epstein list. They found it. They found the Epstein list and the cover page said, Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself.
Yeah, but when it comes to Donald Trump, they don't accept cover pages, remember? Real estate, anyone?
Oh, yeah. You mean the cover page that says, these are our facts and figures on the value of property that, that we're asking for loans against?
Inadmissible. Inadmissible.
Mm-hmm.
Have you figured out how to use that phone yet?
Hey, we need to get some good stuff in here.
Okay.
Enough of your snark, Greg.
No, that was the old guy.
Oh, okay. That's true.
Sorry, Jay.
Turning Point USA. Here's the good news. Mm-hmm. They are on the cusp of having a Turning Point USA or Club America chapter in every high school and college campus in America.
That's a lot. That's amazing.
So says spokesman Andrew Colvett. In an update that came out Tuesday night, he further noted inquiries have skyrocketed following Charlie Kirk's God-filled memorial on Sunday. Now, remember, right after he was assassinated, the request came in.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, tens of thousands of maybe even up to 60,000 inquiries before the memorial. After the memorial, that doubled. We are now at over 120,000 inquiries.
Wow.
These are from high school campuses and college campuses that are inquiring about what it would take to start a Turning Point USA group.
That's awesome.
On their campus.
That's awesome.
Adding the greater perspective, even accounting for attrition and duplicates, we are on the cusp of having Turning Point USA or Club America chapter in every high school or college campus in America. That really is big.
Oh, yeah.
And so we know that the legacy of Charlie Kirk, not only is it going to go on, it is expanding as we speak.
Oh, just think of the future impact. You put something good in the minds of these high school and college age students instead of what, you know, the educational system's trying to do. What a difference in our future that could make.
And you get back to unleashing the potential of the United States. Once again, getting back into a leadership role around the globe and leading in every aspect of it, including business and manufacturing and maybe a sense of a spiritual belief.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:51. Happy Thursday. We're going to make it great. You just stand by. Locally, one of the stories, State Board of Education met on Wednesday. Members are receiving an update on School Board of Alachua County meetings and addressing recent incidents involving school board members and the district. The state has been monitoring the SBAC since its most recent board meeting on August 20th. It was during that meeting that the board agreed with Education Commissioner Anastasios Koumoutsas in finding probable cause that the school board violated a parent's First Amendment rights as well as Florida law. And this had to do with the contentious meeting that took place on July 31st that centered on social media comments made by board chair Sarah Rockwell on the death of Hulk Hogan. Remember that?
Oh,
another
yeah.
dead mega? wow. And now we're also, you have to throw in there the whole Tina Certain thing and her recent comments about Charlie Kirk just being a 31-year-old uneducated white boy. Do they learn? Wow. Do they not care? Their agenda is just... They're, wow.
This is like the whole here, hold my whatever. If you think you really did something, yeah. watch me now.
It's they think what you said was stupid. Wait till they get a load of me.
Yeah.
And commenting on it right now in the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, the reservist. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. You know, 40 years in a uniform and being on social media for the last few years, you gain a few friends, and you gain a few friends here, and you gain a few friends there in high places. But when I first saw that comment, it was actually forwarded to me from a friend of mine who saw her post this or comment on a friend of hers post. And I thought, you know what? That's such double standard. Why don't I just go ahead and put that out there to all my friends? And lo and behold, before you know it, our state representative is inboxing me wanting a copy of it. So this thing just blew up. I had no idea that my little social media site was that prominent to where it would just take off. And I'm glad it took off because there is definitely a double standard out there. And another retired law enforcement officer, we were talking and thinking, could you imagine if the two of us got together and said something derogatory about the opposite pathways to our community, and how that would just we would have been fired the next day. We would have been called in the office and suspended, fired, and done. So, yeah, we need to be accountable. And these people have to remember this was a human being. This, who cares what side of the aisle they're on. This was a guy that was murdered in front of his wife and his child.
You said it. Look, you said, who cares? At the end of the day, this is a man who's a mm-hmm. husband and a father, and he was murdered. And how can you not have some level of empathy, compassion there? Instead, you turn around and make it a very ugly and hateful thing. But that's exactly what the left does. Because, see... Here's the thing. Charlie Kirk and going around the college campuses, you know, that may have not been a big enough deal to draw this level of hatred. Mm-hmm. What really put him over the top was that he was instrumental in helping the president, now the president, Donald Trump, to get reelected. He really changed hearts and minds of enough kids on college campuses where they give him a large amount of credit for making a difference in this election. So... it's the association to Trump, so it goes back to this whole Trump derangement syndrome. In other words, all common sense, all decency, all logic goes out the window because that's what happens when you have that syndrome. Mm-hmm. That's what obviously happened with the school board member, Tina Certain. You know, that these people lose their minds over anything related to Trump. This is just another example. And the problem here is the amount of influence that she has over young minds that need help in growing and shaping and to be educated and all that. You can try to maybe hide whatever your political agenda is. She exposed herself, but you have to wonder if these people will say this out loud on social media.
Yep.
It frightens me to think what really goes on in their own hearts and minds, and just how sickening those things could be, how twisted and ugly. Much more to come on the Bob Rose Show. Special guest Pastor Chris in the studio coming up. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.